Well, last Monday might have seemed like another ordinary lunch break for Sharon Callaghan in Enniscorthy. Taking a break from her job in Revive and Thrive shop, she came face to face with a number of cows who had escaped from the field and sauntered down onto the banks of the River Slaney. This was the point at which her dreams of becoming a cowgirl came true. Good morning, Sharon.
Oh, good morning, good morning.
What was your original lunch break plan, tell me?
Well, just usually go have a coffee and relax.
And walk us through what happened then.
Oh, that morning, where I parked along the river, I normally don't park that side of the river, but I parked there for some reason, went to get a parking ticket, looked over the Slaney and, God, there was cows in the Slaney River.
Which they shouldn't have been, of course, but how many?
Yeah, there was about four or five at that stage. They were still on us. If people know the Slaney River, the side they were on is a rail bridge that cuts across the river. So they were kind of just out there on a little bit of a grass verge that was in the middle. And I kind of went, oh, cows in the river. Thought nothing of it.
But and that was the morning. But then by lunchtime, they had been joined.
Yeah, because I took a photo and I put it up on a local page here just saying, you know, cows having a swim. But if somebody knew who owned them, let them know just to check on them. You know, I just thought they'd go back, you know. But when I went back down after my lunch break about 1:15, there was loads of them in the river. They were all following each other. And they actually started to get under the rail bridge and onto the other side. And they were scrambling up onto the verge, the bank. And I kind of thought, oh my God, they can get out on that side. I'm sure they can. And lo and behold, they were making their way down to what is a lovely old stone bridge that crosses the river as well, where the traffic goes across. And there's a little slip on that side of the river where you can get down, you know. And of course, that means they can get out.
Now, there was many people passing them at this time of day and would have seen them. What possessed you to be the person to go and start rounding them up?
Because nobody seemed to be doing anything. I was like, I knew a lady had already phoned the guards about it and people had tagged rescue centres earlier on that morning in the page, and I thought someone must contact the owner and it all would be dealt with, you know. I thought it was, you know, all been sorted. But at that moment then, because I was just going to turn around and go back to work, and I was like, no, they're making their way there, and I was watching it and I was like, oh my God, okay, someone has to stop these cows before they get out.
So what did you do?
So I went across the bridge and I was like, oh my God. So I stood on the top of the slip where they could get out, and I didn't know what, I was just standing there going, okay, I'm facing a couple of cows here, what to do? So two young men got off the bus, because the bus stops just across the road from there, and they were leaning over the wall taking photographs.
How chivalrous of them. They were taking photographs of you.
No, of the cows.
Well, you and the cows, but they weren't coming to your rescue or to help you.
Well,
rescuing, but they didn't come and assist you.
No, it was only when I asked them, I said, lads, I said, these cows are going to get out. I said, do you want to stand here with me? I said, they're looking me up and they know they can get past me. And they were like, oh, we thought this was normal.
I just
thought they got off the bus and they went, oh, cows.
It is a bizarre kind of behaviour, because I had exactly the same thing not that long ago, rounding up escaped cows on the N2 outside of Monaghan. And there must have been about 30 or 40 cars behind me. And everybody takes out their phones and starts filming and not joining in to help. Now, look, what you're describing doesn't sound like a particularly big deal for anybody from a farming background, but you're not from a farming background.
No. But I did grow up with cows in the area, in my area when I was growing up. Not that you see them there anymore. I mean, it's different now. But yeah, they're just cows. I didn't see anything of the bother, but it was funny. And then the realisation, no, maybe something could happen. We've got to get the animals back. If they got on the road, someone could get injured and vice versa, you know. So I rang the guards as well at that stage, and they told me they got calls and they were on their way. So I was kind of like, okay, it's all okay, someone's going to come and take over.
Well, well done you having the having the presence of mind to actually do something about it. What kind of a bird is that in the background?
Oh, can you hear that? There's loads of birds.
Loads of them?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realise you could pick up on the birds.
No. Are you in an aviary or do you keep birds?
No, this is my back garden.
This is just your garden. Lovely. What a beautiful way to spend a spring morning and start it off. Sharon Callaghan in Enniscorthy.
But you know what? Because I was so surprised that it was such a big thing, which I didn't think it was going to be. And I understand the funniness of it. But can I just say...
Who knows what makes things go viral? You just never know, do you?
Do you know what I wanted to say, if I have a second? I wrote a little thing about the cows from Enniscorthy, if you want to hear it.
I don't have much choice now, but Brenda Donoghue's sitting looking at me saying, she's stealing my time, is what she's saying.
She's right, she does right. She's
not at all, Sharon, you're a star cowgirl.
Do you want me to read it out? Your poem, go on.
So I was like, okay, the cows from Enniscorthy. The cows were a bit of a flirt with mud on their hooves and grass on their shirts. In Enniscorthy, they made quite a scene with dreams of adventure and love of cuisine. They mooed one morning, enough of this grass. Let's go to the shops, we'll travel with class. They galloped and giggled, oh, what a display. They splashed in the Slaney River and swam halfway. But the shoppers all gasped, what's this we see? Cows with a plan, wanting to be free. The Garda were called as the town held its breath. Oh, feck, what to do next? Alas, we stood up and told them to stop. You can't go to the shops. You can't buy socks. So we got their attention with a wink and a twirl, escorted back home those mischievous girls. They trotted back smiling, their fields soft and green, and everyone cheered. What a wonderful scene. So now they lounge safe and sound, the quirkiest cows in the whole of Enniscorthy town.
Well done. Well done, Sharon.
Sharon, can I book you for the next Funny Friday? You're in.
Oh, anytime. I think I have a Billy Connolly funny bone in me somewhere.
You must do. All right. Well done. The streets of Enniscorthy made safe by Sharon Callaghan, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.